Well, welcome back to the table, ladies. This is our Bible study segment, and it's real easy on this one. You just open up your Bible to the very first pages of the Bible. That's the book of Genesis, and that's where we are today for lesson two. Our teacher, Connie Stampfel, is back with us. Connie, welcome back.
Thank you. Good to be here.
Yeah, what are we going to be learning about on day two here?
Well, we're going to be continuing in Genesis chapter one, and we're going to find out how God speaks and creation appears.
Excellent.
So to just start us out, we're going to read the first verses that we're going to cover today, Genesis 1, 3 to 5.
All right, and it starts this way. And God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. And God saw that the light was good, and God separated the light from the darkness. God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And there was evening, and there was morning the first day.
Thank you, Amy. And as we look at this, I'm going to point out there's kind of a pattern to creation that most of the rest of the account in chapter one here goes through. First of all, we have a creative word. God speaks and something appears. And then secondly, what we have is that report of that effect. God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. Then third, God evaluates what he's made, and he always evaluates it as good. And at the end of the sixth day, we're going to hear that it was very good. But that evaluation really indicates purpose and order. And again, our God is a God of just putting everything together. And there's a beauty to creation. And then fourth, we're going to see that God names what he creates. And here we see that he names the light day. And already, just so we understand, when someone names something, like when you name your pet, it's indicating that you have ownership of that being. And so God is naming the sun, the stars, everything. We're going to find out as we go through. And then finally, we also notice that God is numbering each day. And that Hebrew word for day, yom, literally means day. But when you put a numeral in front of it, like first day, throughout the rest of the Hebrew scriptures, it means a 24-hour day. And we're going to be looking at Exodus, where that is, again, looked at. And so as we're going through this scripture and we're looking at what the grammatical, literary work it is, says, it's saying that this was a 24-hour day. All righty. Well, going back then to that creative light, we find that God speaks and something happens. And so that's validated throughout the rest of Scripture because we find the psalmist and the New Testament writers talking again about what it is with that creative word of God. And so, Amy, if you'd read some scriptures, that would help us.
Oh, why don't we start with Psalm 33, and this is right in verse 6. It says, "By the word of the Lord, the heavens were made, and by the breath of his mouth, all their host. For he spoke, and it came to be. He commanded, and it stood firm."
Exactly. And so God speaks and things happen.
Yes. Let's go to the New Testament, John in the first chapter, and 9 and 10. "The true light, which gives light to everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made through him, yet the world did not know him."
All right. And so here we have Jesus Christ being the light of the world. But notice how God creates light first.
Yeah.
And truly, throughout Scripture, we find that light reveals and most closely approximate God's glory. It illuminates things like he does. He makes things known. And so light is a representative or a symbol of God's truth and his purity.
Well, and we see that again in John chapter 8, verse 12. "Again, Jesus spoke to them, saying, 'I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have light of life.'"
And so, again, here we find what we're learning about in Genesis is actually going to culminate and come to completion in Jesus Christ, the light of the world. What we're going to talk about next, then, is about how that bit about how God names things night and day and indicates his ownership. And so we have a scripture from Psalms that talks about God numbering the stars and actually naming the stars.
Yes, Psalm 147:4, "He determines the number of the stars. He gives to all of them their names."
Yeah, and that's just absolutely incredible. And at least, Amy, the last I'd heard, scientists don't even know how many stars there are. They're still discovering them.
Yes.
God made them all. He numbers them. They each have a name.
Wow. Someday we'll know what they are.
Exactly. And it will probably visit them all or something. It'll be really cool. And then finally, in this scripture, we also notice, again, we talked about the numbering of each day. This account, Genesis account, tells us the first day. And like I said before, when you have the Hebrew word yom for day with a number in front of it, first, second, third, it indicates a 24-hour day in the Old Testament. And so in Exodus 20, verse 11, it's talking about that same type of thing. And so I'm going to have you read that also, Amy, please.
Okay. It says, "For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea and all that is in them, and rested on the seventh day. Therefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and made it holy."
All right. And so as far as I'm concerned, from what Genesis tells us and from looking at the text and seeing what it says, it's talking about 24-hour days.
All right. Did you want to go back to Genesis and read the rest?
Yes, please.
All right. This is verses 6 through 10 in the first chapter there. "And God said, let there be an expanse in the midst of the waters, and let it separate the waters from the waters. And God made the expanse and separated the waters that were under the expanse from the waters that were above the expanse. And it was so. And God called the expanse heaven. And there was evening and there was morning the second day. And God said, let the waters under the heavens be gathered together into one place, and let the dry land appear. And it was so. God called the dry land earth, and the waters that were gathered together he called seas. And God saw that it was good."
All right. And so we're finding God is creating more things. And just a couple things as you're following along in your Bible, you can see when it says there, let there be an expanse. It could also be interpreted or translated as canopy. And so we're finding that God is separating. He's ordering the creation in a certain way. And so he's separating really what would be the atmosphere from the water that's on the earth. And then next in verse 7, it talks about how, or verse 8 it was, then it talks about how God called the expanse heaven or sky. And so literally for the Hebrews, that meant what they could see above them as they looked up. And then it says there was evening and there was morning the second day. And so we have on this second day, God was dividing things. He was forming the earth and separating things. Again, creating a new environment, something completely brand new. And then on the next, it says, "And God said, let the waters under the heavens be gathered together in one place, and let the dry land appear." And so now we have the seas being made and earth being made. And God called the dry land earth. And actually, the Hebrew is funny because it says God called the dry land land. And that's, we've got the same Hebrew word twice, but that's what it is. God is calling things, and that's what the Hebrews called land was earth. And then it says the waters were gathered together, and he called them seas. And finally, notice it says, "And God said it was good." And then one other thing is we notice that in this portion of Scripture is talking about God made, and it's a different Hebrew word than bere, which we had in the beginning. It's now asah, which means fashioned. And so God is creating and fashioning and making things, which is beautiful. But truly, as we consider again what God has created and how he put order into the universe and made things the way they should be, made them good, we're going to refer back again to John and how Jesus, that the word who created everything, also came into the world and became our light and came to redeem us. And so I've got some homework for you to consider a few things in John's gospel and go on from there.
All right. Thank you so much, Connie. Well, ladies, again, if you're looking for the homework and this 10-minute podcast, you can share these with ladies around your own table. You can use them to be a spiritual mom and mentor, maybe an individual woman that you're in relationship with. And do these. Use these liberally. Make sure that you grab whatever you need from our website, naomistable.com. We'll be right back.